Hello, all you Disney lovers out there. I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Randolph for Life, Matthew Avery. And we are back with another installment of the Disney enthusiast, Matthew Avery, the podcast. Now, today's episode, we are going to be revolving around The Incredibles 2. I know what you folks are thinking. Like, didn't you already do a podcast on The Incredibles 2? Well, that was a review. In today's podcast, we are going to be discussing what we wanted to see in The Incredibles 2, but didn't see. Number one, this question has actually been stirring in my mind when I saw the movie, The Incredibles 2. Whatever happened to Mirage? You know, Mirage, the assistant for Syndrome. Yeah, I want to know whatever happened to her. Like, they could have at least included something. Like, she took a different career path now that Syndrome was out of the way. She could pursue her own path. That's something I want to know. Whatever happened to her? Because, she was, like, one of the key points in the first Incredibles movie where she actually helped Mr. Incredible get into Syndrome's computer in order for them to get back to, their city to save the day. When Syndrome apparently perished in the crash. No capes. Thank you, Edna Mode. That probably left Mirage with that stern question, what should I do now? I'm now my own person. I'm just trying to figure out whatever happened to her. Whatever happened to her? Did she go find a job somewhere? Did she stay on the island and start something new? What happened to her? Question number two, where is Carrie? I know what you folks are thinking. Who's Carrie? Well, Carrie is the one who was watching over Jack-Jack in the first movie and witnessed Jack-Jack's powers come to life. And later on, I saw learned in a short that her memory was erased. She probably wasn't like a key factor or anything because she was the babysitter. But I would like to know whatever happened to her. Like, did her parents and her move away because there was stories that Carrie told her before she got her memory erased? Who knows? Maybe we'll get, going there. Number three. Where is the kid on the bike? You know that kid on the bike in the first Incredibles movie that made three short appearances? Once when Mr. Incredible was about to throw his car. The second time when he was about to ask for something amazing. And the third time when he said, "That was totally wicked." I'd like to know where that boy was. That kid on the bike. He was a boy. And I just want, this movie had a time, didn't have a time jump. And the Super Carlin Brothers, I saw in a theory that they were thinking, oh, that kid's going to be old grown up on a motorcycle saying, "That's totally wicked." Which was a good theory. And if there was no time jump, the kid would possibly be same age. And maybe they left a brief cameo appearance for that little boy. And we didn't see it. We probably have to look through the movie footage and all that. Number four, the two elderly people from the old school supers. You know, after that battle with that Omni droid they had to defeat after it kind of got smarter than Syndrome, and they said there's no school like the old school. And I think one of the voices would later on pass away. I think it was Joe Ranft. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it was Joel Rampt. Like, they were like, they were looking over at all the action, and then when they were saying, like, there's no school like the old school, those two men were like, oh, they must have been a big fan of the Supers back when they were legal. And I was wondering, why didn't they make a quick cameo appearance in The Incredibles 2? Couldn't they have, like, seen, like, Elastigirl and The Incredible, Mr. Incredible and Frozone and the rest of the Parr family trying to stop the Underminer? Or saving the day from Evelyn Dever. Like, when they barely got the boat, they got to prevent the boat from crashing into innocent bystanders or an innocent building. I was like, oh yeah. That was, I would like to see that. And, it's like, couldn't they include all these things that I have listed here? There's one more thing I do have to list. Why were there no after credits? Or like that. While I was out going to see The Incredibles 2, right when the movie ended, I figured I gotta stay. I don't want to miss any of the after credits, because I missed the after credits in The Incredibles in the Cars 3 movie, where Mayer accidentally knocked over his communication device, and I wish I could have seen that. All of a sudden, one of the people at the theater told me, there is no after credits. Like, are you kidding me? It would have been nice to see, like, the after credits and all that. Like, Evelyn getting put in jail, or Mr. Dever, like, the guy who wanted to bring the Supers back. And, like, an after credit scene where, like, a good idea would have been, in the after credit scene, why not put that little boy on the bike, where he's pedaling down and he all of a sudden sees the Incredibles, the Parr family, swimming on to stop the thief that was at the end of the movie. Or we could have seen a mirage, where she was probably walking down the street, and she all of a sudden sees the Parr family going to go save the day. And that's something I would have wanted to see. Like, it never hurts to have after credits, because after credits, they get the movie more attention and all that. Well, that is what we didn't see in The Incredibles 2 that we wanted to see. Now remember, if you like this podcast, go check out my other podcast episodes on this channel. And go check out my YouTube channel, The Disney Enthusiast Matthew Avery. You can follow me on Twitter at Matt Avery Disney, all in caps. And on Instagram at Matt Avery Barrendell, all lowercase. Mabes Avery is my Snapchat. And remember to keep calm and keep Disneying on. For all you Disney lovers out there, I'm the Disney enthusiast, Matthew Avery. I'll hope to hear you in the next podcast, my friends. Roll the end credits.